kind that I hadn't seen recently flies around at night and it blinks on and off.
Oh, we call those lightning bugs.
Do you see them?
Oh, we have gobs of them down here. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because it's so wet.
Or one that I have seen around lakes and ponds. It has a real long, thin body and a couple of transparent wings. And it'll usually light on your fishing pole.
Oh, you're talking about mosquito hawks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard those called anything?
Mm-mm.
A snake doctor.
Dragonfly, but never, usually they call them mosquito hawks.
Because
we have a lot of mosquitoes down here.
Yeah. Right. Or, what about some insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Bees and ants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We have a lot of ants because of it being so wet.
What about these things that make look like paper nests on the side of your house?
Look like what?
The nest looks like they're made out of some kind of paper material.
Oh, you talking about dirt daubers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do those stay?
Dirt daubers, yeah. Some of them will. I don't know which type, but then there's also the yellow jackets make the sort of like a cone.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt daubers just fill in dirt, and they go up into a house. And then with yellow jackets.
What about wasps?
Wasps, yeah, they'll sting the heck out of them.
What about one that makes a great big paper nest up in trees? You hear, got a real, if they hit you, you know, just about knock you down.
I don't know.
Hornet? You have those around here?
Yeah, but not that painful, I don't think. They have a lot of honeybees down here.
Or say an insect that might be bad to burrow up under your skin and make it itch, you know? Or anything like that?
Burrow up under the skin?
Burrow up under the skin. You ever heard of red bug around here?
Oh gosh, you don't dare sit in the grass, but I never think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they usually call them?
Red bugs, uh-huh.
What about chiggers?
I've heard that expression, too.
What about different kinds of snakes around here?
Water moccasins. You have very few rattlesnakes.
Any non-poisonous?
Oh, yeah. You have the black snakes and the king snakes and the southern hog nose.
Have you ever heard anything unusual about a king snake?
Mm-mm.
That it kills and eats other snakes?
No, I really just don't know that. Don't know that much about it. I just don't like them.
Or this insect, some of them are green, some of them are black. You see them hopping around your front yard.
Oh, crickets?
That or some of the bigger ones.
Oh, grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard that call by any other name? When we were talking about woodpecker, peckerwood, ever heard anybody turn that around and call it hopper grass?
Mm-mm.
Or a little, when we were talking about what you use for bait, a little fish that somebody might use for bait if he's going bass fishing or something like that. Heard that called?
Mm-hmm.
A little tiny fish that he was for.
Yeah, we used to catch minnows when I was little in the ditches.
Or these things when you're cleaning your house, they might gather in the corners of your ceiling.
Cobwebs.
Yeah. Now is that the same thing as what you might find outside, like between bushes?
Anything that pertaining to a spider would be cobwebs.
Be a cobweb.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The part of a tree that grows underground, you call that a
The part of the tree?
Yeah, that grows underground. That'd just be
the roots.
What about some different kinds of trees that grow around here?
Pine. Have a lot of oak trees.